Hurricane Laura, which has now been downgraded to a tropical storm, continues its path of destruction north today after making landfall in Cameron, Louisiana last night as a Category 4. This comes on the anniversary of another devastating storm that so many of us will remember, Hurricane Katrina, 15 years ago this week. Joining us now from Baton Rouge is retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré. In 2005, he was the commander of the Joint Task Force Katrina and helped lead the evacuation of the Superdome in New Orleans. General, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, hello. And I just might say I was Joint Task Force Katrina and Rita. And the significance of Rita is we just had another storm, Laura, go through the same area that Rita went through with a lot more volatile winds and created a lot of destructions as we speak.
Let's talk about that. We're in the midst of another huge storm with potential casualties. What's the latest you're hearing and where you are?
There's a lot of pain and suffering going on in Calcasieu Parish right now and points north as the powerful storm put winds of over 130 miles an hour in Lake Charles, sustained winds for over 2 hours. That has basically ripped up much of the infrastructure, the standing buildings and hotels in Lake Charles. And it's only going to get worse as they move north. The structures up there are much older, and many of them are mobile homes. So the news is going to get worse before we get better today.
Yeah. What's on your mind today as Louisiana grapples with this current storm and also reflects on what happened 15 years ago with Katrina?
Well, it's atypical for a disaster because we've always had storms coming in. The difference today when we have storms go through a place like Calcasieu and Cameron Parish is we've got dozens of petrochemical plants that could be releasing stuff into the rivers. The homes that people live in Lake Charles, many of those homes are destroyed. The estimate, based on pictures we're seeing, is going to be enormous. A city of about 70,000. I wouldn't put a low estimate of maybe 20, 25,000 of those homes are damaged. Where people are going to live. Calcasieu Parish is one of the hottest places in the state when you look at areas that have a high percentage of people that have the virus. Now we've displaced them to hotel rooms throughout the state, and now their homes, many of them, are destroyed. The other thing that scares me is FEMA has not rebuilt the houses in Puerto Rico yet between FEMA and HUD. That's what frustrates me. You want to see some very heroic things the next couple of days. People putting their lives on the line to go save lives. We're going to save their lives. They're going to bring the big contractors in who are going to do all the cleanup. And then people are going to sit there and wait. We can't have a normal FEMA drag-ass response.
General, I want to ask you about something else in the midst of all of this. Thinking back to Katrina, you famously flew into New Orleans by helicopter. You saw the devastation there. You saw the people on their roofs pleading for help. And you demanded that officers put their weapons down. You wanted them to prioritize people's lives over property. And this is another thing that we're seeing play out in real time right now. Do you see the parallels to today with President Trump stoking this idea of law and order and saying things like, when the looting starts, the shooting starts? There's also the latest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where there's a teenager accused of shooting and killing two people and injuring a third. And it's believed he was there to protect property during the protests against the police shooting of Jacob Blake. What are your thoughts about this as well?
The future we feared is here. We have people showing up at protests now with long guns. Peaceful protests, and we've got agitators showing up with long guns who can take it upon themselves as some appointed vigilante that they have the right to shoot people. That is the culture that this administration has created, and it's a crying shame.
You mentioned earlier the environmental impact, and I know that right now you are spending a lot of your retirement marshaling an effort called Green Army, which basically is fighting toxic pollution in the stretch of Louisiana between New Orleans and Baton Rouge called Cancer Alley. Tell us why you've made this your personal mission.
Well, I spent 37 years doing my part to defend the people of the United States, and I moved back to Louisiana, and I'll exaggerate, most of the plants between Baton Rouge and Louisiana are foreign-owned or owned by companies not from Louisiana, and they're gathering our natural resources, processing it, creating enormous amount of refining, making enabling products that's used in everything from cars to cell phones. They sell it around the world, and that petrochemical process is creating a heck of a lot of pollution. That pollution forms itself in exposure to upper respiratory disease and cancer and a shortened lifespan. Some have estimated 10 years less life expectancy. And we've done this in the spirit of a good economy. But those are some of the poorest people in the country. But the system is such, the regulatory capture of this industry over our local politicians and of state law gives these plants more authority in these parishes than the people who live there.
General, the safety of people is at the forefront of all of our minds right now. But when you think about all of the challenges the Gulf region faces, parts of it are losing a football field of land every 48 minutes, the hurricanes and the pollution, there is the argument that this is an indication that this area is just not meant for people to live there. What do you think about that argument? And do you think rebuilding in the long run is futile?
I think every generation has questioned the validity of living in coastal Louisiana, going back to the native people, the first people, because they would live there only a few months out of the year. And when the hurricane season came, they would move. Every generation would have that discussion. I do think the impact of the hot water in the Gulf, which is significantly hotter now than in recorded history, that combined with rising sea level are going to challenge all of our Gulf Coast communities from New Orleans to Miami to Houston. And then these radical heavy storms we're getting in and microbursts, floods that come about are the results of climate change. And climate change is caused by pollution that come out of these plants along the Gulf Coast. And they're not just affecting us here in Louisiana, they're affecting the ice cap. The actions of man is destroying the earth.
What do you want Americans to be thinking about and acting on as we watch this storm happen and we think about the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina?
Well, I think the storms are made worse by climate change. So don't vote for anyone who do not believe in climate change. We got that? Don't vote for them. But you might have a short-term gain, but your future generations are going to suffer because of what we do to our air, our land, and our water. And I hope we can come to a point in the recovery after these disasters that we're a country that can put a man on the moon, but we haven't rebuilt the houses in Puerto Rico 3 years after the storm. But they can go build walls, but we can't get people homes built. Through red tape and dragging, slowing things down, it's like they try to discourage people from rebuilding. So that worries me. I do worry about the poor, innocent people that don't know where they're going to sleep tonight as a result of Hurricane Laura. That bothers me. In a COVID environment and where they're going to go.
Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, speaking to us about the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and the current devastation of Hurricane Laura. General, thank you, and please stay safe.
Bless. Thank you.